visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a busy week for the Lady Bearcats here this week. Some huge games with a lot of implications on the line for the Lyon County League tournament next week.
Yeah, we have an opportunity in front of us to improve our seeding as of now where we stand. So hopefully, you know, we can clean up some things that we've been trying to address in practice and be competitive and sneak out a few wins here this week. That would be big for us moving forward. But, you know, ultimately, still looking for progress each time out, and, you know, that's kind of what we're going for.
Can you just kind of talk a little bit about last week with everything that happened a couple weeks ago, basically postponing a pair of games, and now everyone was scrambling to get makeup dates and three games this week. So how did last week go? And I know there was a lot of learning things, and especially playing a good team in Madison on Friday.
Yeah, it was kind of a tough week for us. We kind of knew, you know, the gauntlet. We saw Lebo first on Tuesday, and we saw Madison on Friday. And obviously, not only are they really competitive and tough in the Lyon County League, but, you know, they're pretty competitive and throughout the state right now, and both of those teams are ranked. And, you know, our first game back versus Lebo, you know, we kind of got off to a decent start, and then Lebo settled in, and we turned it over too many times, and we struggled to put consecutive possessions together, whether it was stops or whether it was, you know, getting a bucket. But I was really happy with how we responded after Lebo at practice. You know, I thought we put together two really good practices, you know, and I think that's where a lot of growth takes place. However, Friday night, okay, versus Madison, I did not think we carried over, at least in the first quarter, you know, what I had been seeing in practice, and Madison jumped on us. And but then after the first quarter, I thought we settled in, and the next three quarters we played really competitive, good quality basketball. It was just that we shot ourselves in the foot with that first quarter, and just, you know, it was an ugly, ugly first quarter. It got away from us, and that was kind of the difference in the game. You know, for three quarters we played with them, and we had really good moments and had really good spurts of basketball. It was just that first quarter that really they smothered us and kind of put us away early, and, you know, we lost it there. But, you know, still looking for us to bounce back and respond. The first time, this is our second time playing Waverly, so, you know, kind of familiar with them a little bit. And you know, we've had a lot of growth since the first time we played them, so hopefully, you know, we can go play tough on the road.
Visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. As coach mentioned, the Lady Bearcats head to Waverly tonight, and then Thursday they play a makeup with Meredithine Valley, and then Friday the makeup with Opie, and you'll be able to hear that doubleheader on Mix 104.9. Since we had to do a little scrambling, and since we have Flint Hills League shootout coverage on Friday, we're still able to get those games for everyone on the air. So Mix 104.9 on Friday night for the Lady Bearcats and the Opie Lady Eagles. And then next week as our baseline, the baseline coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament, and all those games will be on Country 101.7 FM. And Coach, it's a huge week. How do you want to take a step in the right direction here with this game tonight with Waverly, trying to carry some momentum and some confidence into Thursday and Friday, and then heading into either Monday or Tuesday when you play your first round game in the Lyon County League at White Auditorium?
Yeah, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and say we want to get a couple wins this week, but you know, right now, I just don't know if that can be our complete and sole focus. We gotta be able to come out in the first quarter and get settled in and stay in the game. You know, we've had two games last week, and obviously it was really tough competition, but we've had a few games this year where the first quarter has just, you know, put us away, and then it's just too big of a hill to climb to get back in the game. So, I told the girls yesterday at practice, our goal is to stay in it in the first quarter, you know, win the first quarter or be competitive in the first quarter, get to halftime, be able to make adjustments, you know, and then get to the end of the fourth quarter with a chance to win. We haven't had a game here last week where we really had a, we got in the fourth quarter and had a chance to win. I want to get in the fourth quarter this week and have a have an opportunity, a fighting chance to win. So that's kind of our sole focus, is to get off to a fast start, be competitive early. You know, there's so much attention to detail things that you want your team to play with, especially early in the game, so they can get settled in. And I thought against Madison we had some good offensive looks. We just didn't capitalize. So hopefully we can do that against some of our opponents this week, especially Waverly. We want to come out, capitalize on our opportunities. And if we are struggling offensively, then we need to be able to get stops on defensively and not just allow them to have easy baskets and just pull away from us. And then, you know, we're just playing from behind the entire game. So really I'm looking for, you know, more growth, learning from our mistakes and trying to do the things that we ask. And, you know, I think if we can keep improving in practice, we can carry those things over. And obviously the league is no gimmies and there's no easy opportunities on the schedule that present themselves. So, you know, we got to be able to work through adversity and play tough competition, which hopefully will prepare us for down the road. And we're certainly going through it right now, and with who we played last week and who we play this week. But we're hoping it sets the stage for us to start playing our best basketball of the season as we approach LCO week and the final stretch.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight at Waverly. Best of luck on Thursday with Meritazine Valley. And we look forward to Friday night at your guys' place against Opie. And we look forward to seeing you down in Emporia next week for the Lyon County League Tournament. And, Coach, I know I'll be talking to you again on Friday. But here on the Area Coaches Corner, talk to you again in 2 more weeks.
All right, thank you. Go Bearcats.
That is Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.